Kyle Brandt's Basement is brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook.
Welcome, everybody. We start this evening's show with a lie. I'm sorry, I'm lying to you right now. I hate it. We're not in Kyle Brandt's Basement. That is a lie. This is the first time we've ever done the show anywhere from other than the basement. We are in Kyle Brandt's hotel room. I am staring out at a beautiful view of the AC unit right outside my window, my first floor hotel room. I'm in London right now. That's why I have the UK shirt on. Very exciting. Very exciting times. I'm here with my friends from Good Morning Football here in London, England. It is very late. You're going to get some sort of weird, like, strung out Kyle in the Kyle's Hotel Room show. But welcome, London. All kinds of amazing things about London. I will share them throughout the week as I continue to do the shows this week, and we'll get to all the NFL action today. First observation about the wonderful British people. Man, they love smoking cigarettes. They love it. They smoke over here. It's big. You know all the taboos we have in America about nobody smokes anymore? They like the cigarettes here. They like them still. Like it's the Marlboro Man in 1982 or James Bond, Sean Connery way back in the day. And it's crazy because on the cigarette packs, they have like those pictures of like rotten livers and like decomposed lungs. These crazy, disgusting pictures. They don't care. Go right through it. They smoke. I have a producer in my room. I'm not going to say his name. He's British. I said to him, hey, do you smoke? Yeah, sometimes. And he, you know, the best part is me asking him. He thought I was asking him because I was interested in having a cigarette, and he would have given me one had he had some. The British people love the smokes, and I don't want to say I respect it, but I do. It amuses me. Anyway, you know who's smoking today? Oh my God, so many teams. So many teams in the AFC, so many teams across the league, and really unusual teams. So let's get into it right now. We're going to get to the awards later, but we're going to do the podium first. We do a podium each and every Sunday night, and if there's just any way my wonderful staff back in the United States could stop talking in my ear, I'm not sure who's staff members and who's just the insanity and the jet lag of being here. It might be my own inner monologue, but we'll find out. On the podium, third place, guys. We do third, second, and first, just like they do in the old F1, the Formula One racing, which is very popular here, just like cigarettes. Third place on the podium right now, the one that's only 2 inches off the ground. But look, they're on the podium. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. The two-win Jacksonville Jaguars who just destroyed the Chargers. Destroyed them. Look, Chargers had a lot of injuries, but blah, 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 blah. That's football. I think it's kind of appropriate. I'm here in London. Over here in London, they say Jaguar. And half of America says Jaguar still. We don't know how to pronounce the team. And yet here they are on the podium. Can I ask you a question? Is Urban Meyer the worst head coach piece of crap of all time? How bad of an experience was the Urban Meyer deal last year to have them have the number one overall pick? And this year they look like a division winner. I mean, it's incredible. It is a massive commentary, sure, on Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's just fine. He's Doug Peterson. He's solid. He's a Budweiser. It's great. Was Urban Meyer the worst coach in NFL history? I mean, worse than anybody you can name, any one-year wonder, any like failed Nick Saban experiment. Like, what an absolute piece of dog crap experience that was, that just gets worse and worse and worse. Just terrible look for him, that they're positive and they're fun and they're athletic and all these draft picks they put together like really are good. And Trevor Lawrence looks exactly like Trevor Lawrence was supposed to coming out of Clemson. I'm supposed to celebrate the Jacksonville Jaguars today. They just destroyed again the Chargers team. But I just find like just getting digs on an Urban Meyer because it was just such a disgusting, disgusting performance over and over again. And people just can't wait to line up and hire him again. Oh, you want to come be a broadcaster? Sure. Come sit at the desk. It's pathetic. But the Jaguars? Oh, yeah. I can give spots to anybody I want to on the podium. There's 32 teams. A lot of them won today. Jacksonville Jaguars. ETN had some massive runs. Everybody just laughed at that Christian Kirk thing about why you paying him that much money, because he's really good. Really good. I can't believe I'm talking about the Jaguars. It's media poison. You probably hate the show right now because I'm talking about the Jaguars. Don't. They're good. They're really good. I don't know how good. I don't know if they're going to fall on their faces, but man, they look good right now. They deserve to be on the podium. You deserve to listen to them. Listen to them while you smoke your cigarette, you beautiful Brits. Second on the podium, our de facto silver place medal after the week 3 action here. I think the Eagles are the best team in the league, guys. We're going to have to talk about Buffalo. Don't worry. We're getting to them. And Miami. You just sit tight, okay? I think the Eagles are the best team in the league. There's going to be so many takes Monday morning. I'll get later in the show. I always end the Sunday night show with the take buffet for Monday morning. There is going to be so many takes about them birds. Oh, my God. Hurts, Sirianni, the Eagles. They absolutely just rolled today in a nothing game against Washington. It's terrible. It was funny. It was 24-0. And Washington got on the board with a safety, and you had your rare 24-2 score. Is that scoregami? I wonder if that is. I wonder if that is scoregami. I've never heard a 24-2 score before. So anyway, those voices in my head, oh my gosh, they're driving me nuts. I feel like I want to go out and go to an English pub and get them out of here. I did that last night. I pubbed hard last night. Like, not usually much of a beer drinker. You come, it's just, there's a win in Rome factor. You drink the ale and it goes down smooth. It's not that cold here. They hang their hat on that. I will raise an ale to the Philadelphia Eagles. There's not much to say about the game. Hurts played great again. The defense had sacks. Washington looks terrible. There was this like sticky, sweet little Carson Wentz revenge thing that's going to happen. Nope. It was actually complete validation for Philadelphia, their front office, and everybody who decided that Carson Wentz is not the guy, who decided Jalen Hurts could be the guy. He is the guy. I think they're the best team in the league. So Tampa lost. They got knocked off. The only lossless teams, undefeated teams, Philadelphia, Miami, who we'll get to, the Giants. Am I forgetting any? I don't think so. I think that's it. But we have to get to the most important one right now. The first team up in the top, gold medal on the podium, standing high above not only the second and third, but the 29 other teams who aren't even on the podium. Your undefeated Miami Dolphins. That's right. 3-0. Thrilling win over the Bills. Bizarre win. Controversial win. All kinds of things. We had a butt punt. We had Tua leave the game and collapse and come back. Seems pretty weird to me. I don't know how he was allowed back into that game. I'm reading the stuff that Ian Rappaport is tweeting that it's actually his back. Did that look like a back to anybody? I don't know. I hope it is, but it seemed really mysterious. You had strange Buffalo Bills at the end of the first half, at the end of the game. We have a lot to talk to our buddy Josh Allen about this week. Josh Allen will be on this week, as he is every week, in the hotel room. I'll talk to him here from London, and we will ask the hard questions. There were some strange things. He got a personal foul for going after Christian Wilkinson. Is that his name? Wilkinson, right? Wilkins, who is like a real bleep stirrer and has always had a knack for pissing people off, sometimes for allegedly grabbing their groin. So we're going to talk about that. But what we have to talk about tonight is the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are the biggest story in football. The number one story in the NFL is the Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa, with brief appearance by Teddy Bridgewater, 3-0 Miami Dolphins. It's incredible. Again, let's just do the recap here. For the Mike McDaniel thing, this is how you get the top of the podium. First game ever as a head coach, beat Bill Belichick handily. Second game ever as a head coach, have a massive comeback against John Harbaugh. Third game as a head coach, you beat the best team in the league, and you beat them in very dramatic fashion, and you are the story. They are the team. I think probably Philadelphia is the best team in the league. I don't know if Miami's – look, Buffalo, I know what you're thinking. Both the safeties didn't play for Buffalo. There are a lot of injuries in the secondary, but the defense played well. They didn't give up Miami a whole bunch of points. It was actually the offense who couldn't get it in, get it done at the end. So I don't, this is not a Buffalo conversation. God knows we have many of them on this show, apartment or hotel room, basement or otherwise. But this is a Miami Dolphins thing. Von Miller was given a lot of opportunities after the game to give excuses and to point to the depth chart and injuries, and he wouldn't do it. And I credit him. Needed some more plays from Von today. Needed some more plays from a lot of the Buffalo Bills. And we're going to get to this in a second too. In fact, we'll just get to it right now. That's your podium. Third place, Jacksonville. Second place, Philadelphia. And first place, the undefeated first place Miami Dolphins. Who lost the day? Who is the biggest loser on the day? Look, there's a lot of them. The Raiders just suck. We'll get to them in a little bit. Obviously, the Chiefs lost. The Buccaneers lost. But you know who really lost the day? Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey, offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. You saw it. It's in a time when if you do any sort of animated pose or facial expression on camera, you will be memed to oblivion. If in a time when if you just do a strange little facial twerk, you're memed, you cannot have a complete conniption fit like he did. They go to that thing. You go. They got that camera, right? And it's the coordinator camera, and they've gone to it for years. And you go, and occasionally you'll get a good reaction of defensive, offense coordinator calling the play, whatever. The Bills at the end of the game run out of time. They only need a long field goal, and they throw it to McKenzie over the middle, and he can't get down in bounds, and Josh tries to get it, and he just can't. They can't get another playoff. It's a very dramatic, very frustrating loss, and they go to the coordinator cam, and of course you think Dorsey's going to be pissed. Have you seen what he did? You have to have seen it. He takes the headset off and smashes him, and then that hit his little moment, right? But then that wasn't enough. Then he took the Microsoft Surface, which I can't do or it'll end the show, and smashes it. And then it seems to be, tell me if you saw this the same way, it seems that a second member, like a second shooter on the grassy knoll, comes in to cover the camera, to cover it. Like someone jumps in front of that bullet for him to try to stop it. It was too late. The bullets were already gone. It is a full emotional meltdown of a man just on the edge of frustration who loses it. We are going to be seeing video of that in the next 5-10 years on the internet. It depending on how the Bills do with Dorsey and if he stays or becomes a head coach, that is a tattoo for him. That is a permanent tattoo on him, on his career. He will probably go on to become a head coach someday. He may go on to win 10 Super Bowls. On the moment he wins that 10th Super Bowl, some wise ass will still bring up that video of him slamming the stuff as a coordinator in 2022. That is never going away. That is a life tattoo on him. It is a hell of a gif. It's a hell of an image. And as a coach who just wants to be about football and you don't want that following you on, that is a big loss on the field and on the internet and on his flesh for Ken Dorsey. There are some bad teams out there today. The Bills are not one of them, but Ken Dorsey, you lost the day. Without further ado, even over here in London, where they got the BAFTAs, all that cool stuff, let's do some hardware. Let's get to the Karen Hill, why did you do that coaching decision? Karen Hill decides to flush down all the cocaine in the Hill House. Henry Hill, desperate, it was worth $60,000! Gets really pissed about it and screams, why did you do that? That's probably what a lot of Chiefs fans were screaming today. The Chiefs had a bad loss. They lost to the Colts at Indianapolis. Didn't put up many points. Tight. Two things. Andy Reid calls for a fake field goal with under 14 left in the fourth quarter. Casey was up 4. Odd. I guess you go with your gut there, but it didn't work. But more importantly, the headline here. End of the first half, Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, who calls a run. They just decided to run out the first half. Mahomes pissed. Mahomes was really mad. And there's a great shot. It's on CBS and Nance and Romo are on the call. I'm not exactly sure why Nance and Romo, the number one team, were doing Chiefs Colts, but they were. And they're all over it. And Romo was talking about how they're angry and Mahomes didn't like they played it conservative. And, you know, Nance, they were all over it. And it was clearly Mahomes upset. Why did we do that at the end of the half? And the enemy's not about to hear any of that. Andy has to come over and take Patrick by the arm for a second and pull him away. Here's my take on that. I agree 100% with Mahomes. Even if you were going to throw a Hail Mary, which you can throw probably from 90, I was surprised that they didn't do that because they didn't have enough points. They did almost nothing in the second half. And, you know, we can look at it now after three games. They're not nearly as dynamic as they were with Tyreek Hill. They weren't. They aren't. Like, they don't have the lightning strike. Juju made some big plays today. Kelsey is Kelsey, but I don't know. I think philosophically that was a bad choice. And who knows what they can get out of that. They won an entire playoff game in 13 seconds against the Buffalo Bills. You go for it. You unleash Mahomes. I think they played it conservative, and I think it cost them at the end when they just needed a few points. And I agree completely with Mahomes. That was the Karen Hill / Henry Hill, why did you do that coaching decision? Somebody always needs to take a lap. It's a little slap on the hands, a little slap on the arm. You did something dumb. Go take a lap. Take a lap. Come right back in. You're not kicked off the team. Just take a lap. You know who takes take a lap today? Trent Sherfield, I'm going to give it to. You know who Trent Sherfield is? Trent Sherfield's on the Miami Dolphins, who had an amazing win today, one of their biggest wins as a franchise in years. And I wonder how he's celebrating it, because he is the titular butt in the butt punt. Dolphins were backed up, like, inside the one-yard line. They had to punt. Old Tommy Morstead, the old Saints punter with the long hair, punts the ball directly into Trent Sherfield's buttock. I think it was the left buttock. And he has to take a lap for that. I think he backed up a little bit. I think he is now famous because he's part of it. You might know Trent Sherfield. undrafted out of Vanderbilt 2018. He's with the Cardinals, with the 49ers. They used to call him Boogie. He is interested in entrepreneurship, thinking about real estate or restaurant ownership when he gets out of football, which I hope is not soon. But here's the way these things work. Again, it's a good thing because, you know, we'll get to the butt fumble in a little bit. The butt fumble for the Jets and Mark Sanchez was an embarrassing moment in a terrible ass whooping they were taking from the Patriots. And it really represented everything falling apart for the New York Jets. It was just gone. It was over. The era was over. This is a game that they won, so they can laugh about it. And they can pull it up in film, and they laugh. So, but Trent Sherfield, like, you're going to be known as the butt guy until you, like, make a game-winning touchdown catch or block or something. So I'm rooting for you. I hope you do. But until then, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I used to know the name of the Jets lineman that Sanchez ran into, the titular butt in the butt fumble. I don't remember it anymore. But, oh, Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore. That's who it was. Brandon Moore. Great job, guys. That's the crew. That's the Kyle Brandt's hotel room crew. Brandon Moore. So Trent Sherfield is running because Brandon Moore's butt walked and he gets to take a lap. That's where he's running, to take a lap. We have the next category is our RIP My Dog Tony Stark player tweet of the day. If you don't remember, LeSean McCoy saw Avengers Endgame before 99% of the world and tweeted out that Tony Stark dies at the end. He said, RIP my dog, Tony Stark. It caused a major bleep storm. So we do this in his honor, the player or ex-player tweet of the day. Sure enough, guess who was Johnny on the spot? Soon as one gentleman's butt in an NFL game played a major role, you got to put up the butt signal, right? For Sanchez, no delay. Mark Sanchez jumps right in. He tweets at the punter. He put it as Thomas Morstead's fault. He said, whoa, stay out of my lane, bro, at Thomas Morstead. The people went crazy. They loved it. I liked it. I liked it because I don't think that Mark Sanchez likes the butt fumble. I don't think he thinks it's funny. We had him on Good Morning Football back in February during Super Bowl week in L.A. You know, he's got the L.A. roots. We didn't ask him about the butt fumble, but we asked him about the time he was eating a hot dog on the sideline of a Jets game and got, like, busted for it. And he doesn't think it's funny. Like, he doesn't have laughs about it. He told the story and he was a good sport and everything, but it's not like, yeah, man, that was wacky. And I think the butt fumble was way worse than eating a hot dog. So good for him. You know, you got to joke about the butt fumble if you're Mark Sanchez. I believe strongly about that for people. I'll personalize it. People come up and say, hey man, what was it like being on The Real World? And I'm always happy to tell them. It's interesting. Remember I said that Ken Dorsey has a life tattoo because he threw a fit today. And I got some life tattoos. Mark Sanchez has one right on his face. It's Brandon Moore's butt and everybody's thinking it. So the next 60, 70 years of Mark Sanchez's life, he cannot have a chip on his shoulder about a butt in his face. You have to have jokes about it because everyone is just waiting to ask you about it. Everyone. So I respect that he did the tweet because he might've been an eye roller for him, or maybe I don't want to. Just do the tweet, Mark. Last week, remember, he was making jokes about internet pornography on the air as a play-by-play or as a color commentator. So stay hot, Mark Sanchez. I'm into it. Next, the John Kuhn Fantasy Thief of the Day. This is the last ever time we will give away the John Kuhn Fantasy Thief of the Day because it is now going to be known as the River Craycraft Fantasy Thief of the Day. For the second time in 3 weeks, this award goes to Miami Dolphin River Craycraft. River, real name, not made up, that not someone in some sort of hipster jam band. He plays for the Dolphins. And what's funny is that now that he's scored two touchdowns, he had an 11-yard touchdown in the second quarter today. Maybe it's like people will pick him up. All these, the fantasy types, like the, what's his, Dave Richard and Jesse Eisenberg, not Jesse Eisenberg, what's that guy's name? Jamie Eisenberg? The guy from CBS, they'll be like, listen, River Craycraft is worth a look in some deep leagues. And that'll come to that, but it doesn't matter. We're still immortalizing him here. Remember, we are the foremost River Craycraft program in all of media, so much that we happen to know that River Craycraft, who scored a touchdown today for the Dolphins, both of his parents' names are Tracy. It's Tracy and Tracy Craycraft. And then they obviously just decided to zag with their kid's name because they named him bleeping River. They should have gone with Tracy again or Stacy. But River Craycraft, you get your own Fantasy Thief Award, and we're proud of you. Believe me, if and when you score a touchdown next week, we here at Kyle Brandt's hotel room will go ballistic for you, and I will get a River Craycraft jersey. I just said it. If they get a River Craycraft touchdown next week, I'll get a River Craycraft jersey. I promise. Miami Dolphins, please send me one for free. I don't want to pay for it. Go ahead. I don't shop here line of the week. That is a line uttered by Marion Cobretti in the major motion picture Cobra in a live shooter situation. And we think it's a funny line that's not appropriate for the setting. Go ahead. I don't shop here line of the week. That goes to a Washington Commander. The Commanders just got no-showed against their division rival at their home field. It's really, really bad for business. But left tackle Charles Leno, who you might formerly know from the Chicago Bears, said, here's his thoughts. And this is good. I mean, this is why you do the category. This is the go-ahead, I don't shop here line of the week. Charles Leno, the Washington Commanders, said, and I quote, "It's like we're constipated. Couldn't get bleep going." And he said the S word instead of bleep, which I wouldn't utter here and defile the great United Kingdom. He's like, we're constipated, couldn't get bleep going. That's good. You know, that's a little something when you're down, you got to make a joke. I got to meet Charles Leno a few times, Charles Leno Jr. when he was with the Bears. Really funny guy, great sense of humor. He was really liked, well liked by his teammates. I liked him there. So he went with the constipated. I absolutely loved it. And that's exactly what they are. What is it? What do they take for constipation? I'm just going to get really personal with you guys right now. I have not suffered from that in my life. That is, I've had certain ailments, but that's not something that bothers me. So what do you take? X-lax, right? Or is that for the opposite of constipation? my producers are sending me notes. Miralax, all kinds of things with lax. Lax bro, maybe. I don't know. Miralax is apparently the thing you take. Or like a bran muffins and dates and stuff. So if the Commanders had any sense of humor, and I think they do because I like Ron Rivera a lot, they'll have to run with that quote this week and do something, have extra Miralax or what is Zuppo? Zuppo? I don't know what that means. I'm getting constipation notes from my staff. Never mind. We're not going to do the constipation jokes. And why would I make Taco Bell jokes right now? Just take that. It'll go right through you, I promise. Our place at the table team, in honor of Steve Latimer, who got a place at the table on the starting defense for ESU, the Wolfpack. This is simple. The place at the table team is the team that showed us that they actually belong at the table, and they're not a joke, and they matter. It's the Jaguars again. I'm just going to give it to you again. I'm talking Jags today. Maybe it's because I'm in London. Again, there's three ways to go from the most ignorant to the most impressive way to say that word. Jaguar, Jaguar, and Jaguar. That's how they say it here. It's fascinating. I think that's half the reason they like the Jaguars. I like them because they kick the crap out of the Chargers. They entered the weekend as the only team in the AFC South with a win. They got another win. It was never close. And now we have to start talking to them. All right. Like talking about them, rather. We have a thing where we talk about so many teams on Good Morning Football all the time. And there's 32 of them. And sometimes you just get different reactions when you talk about different teams. And most teams get a pretty good reaction. And there's some teams you get none. And it's not like people saying, I don't like that team. They're just not reacting. You know why? Because they tuned out. The Jaguars are one of those teams. It is the 32nd media market in the league. And I don't care. It has to be based on winning, right? They've won two games. They're hot. They have a better record than a lot of teams that people thought go to the Super Bowl this year. Jaguars, you're the one. You place at the table. The opposite of place at the table is being down in a serial killer's basement. That is the Catherine Martin lotion on its skin team. Imagine the state of your team was so bad that you were in a serial killer's basement being told to moisturize your flesh with lotion so they could make a skin suit out of you after you're dead. That would be the Las Vegas Raiders. 0-3, spent a ton of money in the offseason. Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones, et al. Brought in a new head coach. Didn't even think about keeping Rich Bisaccia, who was the interim head coach when Gruden was fired and who coached them to the playoffs. No, you're a special team coach. Get out of here. Go to Green Bay, where he's doing great. They brought in the big shiny object in Josh McDaniels. 0-3. Biggest disappointment in the league. Biggest. That you cannot name a team right now that is like after three games is more disappointing. You can't. I don't even think it's close. I mean, New England is 1-2 and they don't look good, but no one was really that robust on England in the preseason. Carr doesn't look that great. Devontae Adams looks like their best player, but he can only do so much. I'd like to see more from Darren Waller. You know, the Chandler Jones, Max Crosby thing has been okay. It was better last week. I read that after the game, before McDaniels met with the media, he had a closed door meeting with Mark Davis. So get your butt kicked, go to 0-3, meeting with the owner, then the media in the stadium. I don't know what was said in that meeting. I want to see Mark Davis's private office. And I have a feeling when I hear the term closed door as it pertains to Mark Davis's office, I feel like he definitely has a button. And I feel like the door is like a Star Wars door. It goes, and it seals when it closes. And there's like a little bit of steam. I also believe in Mark Davis's office, there's a trap door, at least one. And Josh McDaniels might be going down it at some point. 0-3, guys. Now, he's going to get crapped on now for a week straight. And everyone's going to bring up the time in Denver and, you know, the Tebow draft. And he actually had a really bad record as a head coach at Denver. I think they fired him when he was 3-9 in his second year midseason. It's not great. And all the takes are going to come out. And they should. Like, we'll do the take buffet. The take buffet is that all the Belichick assistants suck as head coaches. Do we need to start naming them? Like, we won't. But I like Josh McDaniels. And I like the way he conducts himself. I like Derek Carr. I like everything with this team. I hate the record. I hate that they look like crap. They just don't look good at all. Sometimes there's the most unsophisticated analysis is the best. And you turn on the Raiders, you're like, well, this team doesn't look good. You would never think that. Demonte looks cool. But that's about it. The Raiders, they are the Catherine Martin skin on its lotion on its skin team of the week. That gets us to our last deal, Monday Take Buffet. It is Sunday night. We're listening to this. It's so late in England. I mean, it really is. The Packers won to get to 2-1. Very exciting game. Bucks didn't get the two-point conversion at the end. Thought definitely they would. But this is only Rodgers' second win over Brady. I think he's now 2-3 against them. And maybe they'll play again. Maybe they won't. But you want to know what the people are going to be talking about tomorrow on the Talking Head shows, including the one that I work on and I'll be doing here from London? A lot of things. Apparently, RG3 has already tweeted the Dolphins are the best team in the NFL. I don't think I agree with that. It was an awesome win, and they have a great record. But I don't even know how you say they're better than Philly. There's probably a lot of Bills fans who aren't even thinking they're better than the Bills. I'm not going to play that take tonight. It's just not my style. The Bills are going to take some takes. They're going to say that the Brian Daboll thing now is finally catching up with them, and Dorsey didn't show composure. A lot of that crap. I don't know. That's kind of a knee jerk. They looked like the best team in the last 2 years, at least over the first couple weeks. They had some injuries. They played in Miami. They finally caught up with them. Miami's much better now. If the sky's falling on the Bills, I'm not ready for that. Lamar Jackson is the MVP. There's going to be a lot of talk. Lamar Jackson's been spectacular. You know, the only reason that he is not leading every single conversation is because the Dolphins came back last week against him and just had this nuts comeback against the Ravens. That wasn't Lamar's fault. Lamar was amazing in that game. He was amazing again today, and I do think he's a front runner for MVP. Unless, all right, are you ready for the Eagles takes? Are you just going to throw up if you're somebody who hates Philadelphia sports or hates the Eagles? It's fine. You're going to hear the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. That definitely. I already said it on the show. You're also going to hear that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. And you understand what I said, that at this point in his career, you're going to hear this, Rodgers, you know, is limited with what's around him, and Brady's too old, and really Stafford, no, don't even start. Point to the quarterback in the NFC right now who's definitely better than Jalen Hurts. It's not a bad take, actually. The Vikings won today, and Cousins was good. Nobody cares. No one wants to hear about him. Everyone gave up on the Vikings after they got their ass kicked last week. That's fine. You'll hear a lot of Jalen Hurts take. And I'm talking about the best quarterback in the NFC that will be uttered. Maybe I'll say it. Tyreek Hill was really the best player on the Chiefs during their little run. You're going to hear that. Tyreek Hill is really good. Josh McDaniels will be the Pats offensive coordinator next year. Again, a one and done. I mean it. The club of the Patriots coordinators is really rough. I mean, I look on the sideline today. McDaniels is gone. Joe Judge is standing there. Matt Patricia is standing there. There's probably a bunch of other guys who would like to be standing there and can't get the job back. It's just never been good. We can go back to Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel. It's Belichick. It's not the coordinators. I mean, I'm rooting for McDaniels, but 0-3 sucks. You can go 0-2. You can't go 0-3. That's why I'm proud of the Bengals today. The Bengals are like, all right, enough of this. We're going to kick the crap out of the Jets. And they did. And we're not going 0-3. The good teams go 0-2. It's fine. There's been teams who have won the Super Bowl going 0-2. You can't go 0-3. It's kind of why I like this week. Can't go 0-3, you're out. Tom Brady, He looks old. He looks miserable. He did this run today where let's see who takes a bite. Let's just see. Let's see who's willing to take a bite in the a la the Max Kellerman, Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff. It might be a good week to do it. Even though like all his receivers were hurt, he just has never looked older physically. He lost at home to Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't lose to Rodgers, really. There'll be Brady takes. And then one from our own staff that Carson Wentz might be better off working on his faith-based food truck. If you don't know that, when he was in Philadelphia, he had a faith-based food truck which sold food, but it was called Thy Kingdom Crumb. And I thought it was catchy as hell, so to speak. And we came up with alternate names for him. And I think Sam Pepper said it'd just be called The Last Supper. I still think it should be a grilled cheese truck called Jesus Take the Wheel. But it might be right. Carson Wentz, this is a big day for him, man. Against Philly at home, big day. He was leading the NFL in touchdown passes going into today. Leading. But now he is not. Because, again, Washington was down at one point 24-2. And I'm up late for you, and I love you, and that is the Sunday show of Kyle Brandt's hotel room. I would like to make all sorts of, like, get freaky hotel room jokes, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm 43-year-old. My wife's, like, 5,000 miles away. It's terribly boring in here. Awful. There's a rainfall shower. That's kind of cool. It goes right from overhead. Like, that's the kind of cool perks you get when you travel the world in the sports media. You also get to talk to you guys. Thank you. I'm out of here. I have shows all this week from London. Josh Allen will be coming on in a couple of days. Stay tuned for that. Watch Good Morning Football. Listen to Kyle Brandt's Basement or Hotel Room. Good night. And as they say here, cheers.